On this episode of the Venus Cuckoldress Podcast. Starting out on a cuckolding journey together is so exciting, but there's often a lot of questions. There's also usually a lot of pressure and stress that comes along with it, especially for women. Does it really need to be that difficult? Shouldn't it be a lot more simple? What if there is a better way to do this? What if there are other ways to incorporate cuckolding into your relationship, which maybe you've never even considered before? Maybe this can be a lot easier if we just look at it a little bit differently. In today's episode, I'm going to give some specific tips and examples on how to bring this into your relationship in a way that is going to make her feel really good about it. And also, how do you even plan for that epic first time? Or should you be planning for an epic first time? And where do you even go to find a bull? Like, where do you look? What do you say? What do you do? How do you set boundaries? This is what I'm going to talk about, so get out your notepad and paper because this one is so important.
Welcome to the Venus Cuckoldress Podcast, a place to learn all things cuckolding for the curious, the passionate, and the sexually empowered woman who wants it all. Make sure you go to venuscuckoldress.com to subscribe to the podcast and check out the Venus blog. And of course, if you love it, share it. Now, sit back, make yourself comfortable, and enjoy the show with your host, Venus.
Welcome to the Venus Cuckoldress Podcast. I'm your host, Venus. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode today. And wow, this episode, let me tell you, is way overdue. So I've been doing this podcast for, well, coming up on 2 years now. I've been blogging about cuckolding for several years now. I've spoken to a lot of couples, a lot of women, a lot of cucks over the years. And one thing I have noticed is that couples who decide that they want to go down this cuckolding road together, they usually go through some pretty common bumps along the way, especially in the very, very beginning. And I've also spoken to a lot of women who have echoed the same kind of concerns in the very beginning, right from the moment that he brings it up to her. Hey, I would love to do this in our relationship. What do you think? So when I received a message from a listener who needed help with her relationship with her boyfriend and was describing these kind of, you know, feelings that she was having about how to actually do this properly and the struggles that she was going through with that. And it got me thinking, I need to really address that part of it, exactly what she's talking about there, but also on a bigger picture for couples who are embarking on this journey together. And so I've put together a vast list of suggestions and tips for new couples who are looking to do this. And I think that this is really going to be, I hope, helpful for a lot of you out there, a lot of you listening right now, and maybe even, you know, make a difference in how this all goes for you. So I'm going to jump right in and let's go ahead and get started. This is the message I received from a woman in India who needs some help. Here we go.
I'm from India and I just came to know that my boyfriend has a fantasy about the stag and vixen kind of lifestyle. I'm totally new to this and I was really a bit shocked because I don't know what I was like. I mean, I really love this guy. He's a genuine husband material kind of human being and I am really overwhelmed at knowing about all this because we were discussing our fantasies and things like that. And he came, and I don't know what to say. Like, I mean, I get the idea of woman getting your sexual freedom, and it's an empowering option, and adopting, not adopting, accepting the instincts which is in us, the instinct of polygamy kind. But he doesn't want to be in a polygamous relationship. He's only interested in me and want me to pursue the hot wife concept, if my terminology is right. I mean, he only wants me, but is okay with me having other people. And I don't know how will that bring a stability to the relationship. And I'm just curious to see, you know, how all this unfolds. And I don't know, like, how will I even meet somebody and say I have a boyfriend, but, you know, he just wants me to have sex with you, and that's it. No emotional attachment. And I don't know how that works. I just want to know how women find guys who will be, like, you know, willingly into this. And I mean, there are boys who just want to, you know, fuck around and don't give a damn. But I am not into those kind of guys. I like my partner to have some kind of connection with me to like the sex part. So if I can't just find a random guy out of the, you know, road or find a chick, that doesn't work. I want somebody to have a good connection, but I cannot have that relationship with them because I'm already in a relationship with my boyfriend. It's like I have to use that guy, this emotional thing, and get, you know, have intimacy. And once he develops feelings, I'll have to break it off with him. I mean, that's the only way I'm seeing this, and that's not fair to the other person. So I'm like a total loss on how to approach this. I don't want random guys. I want somebody who is really into me. And if, I mean, then that's the only time I think I can even think about, you know, having another partner other than boyfriend. So I hope I'm not traveling too much. Can you share some light into it on how to find other guys who are genuine and will be nice to you in bed, and, you know, have some sort of emotional connection with you, not just a one-night stand? Thank you.
Okay, first of all, I would like to say a big thank you for submitting your question, because thank you for being open-minded, for at least kind of reaching out and looking into, you know, how this would look for you. And also because I really think that your question mirrors a lot of other women and how they're feeling, especially right in the beginning when their partner brings this up. Because I've heard this quite often, and although it wasn't like that for me it was very much like, I'm just going to jump right in there. That's not a typical response. The typical response is this kind of hesitancy of, well, I really don't know what this would look like. I can't even picture it properly, like just trying to understand this in my mind. And so thank you so much for bringing this up, because I think that a lot of women out there are going to find this helpful, not just in that knowing that there's other women who are wondering the same thing, but hopefully the advice that I have for you will be somewhat helpful for you and for them as well. So I'll start out by saying that it's very, very common. In fact, I would say in nearly all the circumstances that I've heard about with first-time couples, it's very common for the woman to not want to have a casual partner, bull, whatever. And I've really kind of tried to figure out why that is. Why is that? The comfort level of women who start out in this is such that they want to have some sort of emotional connection or feel like this person is substantial in their life in order to have this kind of sexual relationship with them. So there's a couple of things that I think might be behind this. The first being the obvious, in that usually these are long-term, loving, committed relationships where this couple's been together for quite some time. I mean, not always, but usually. And there's a certain level of comfort that that goes along with that. You are in a monogamous relationship with this person who you love, and sex with them has always been very emotional, and sex has always equaled love, and love equals sex. And this is something that is just like the normal aspect of the relationship that you've been in for so long. So thinking about something outside of that is very much outside of a woman's comfort zone. Women can be totally happy with the way it is, and oftentimes they are. When their husband or boyfriend brings this up to them, they're like, I don't want to change things. Things are good just the way that they are. And that's a totally valid point. And I wouldn't say that it would be changing for the worse, but changing for the better. And you might not see that right away, but in the long term, I think that you would. And that's just, I'm saying that from experience. Also, I think that maybe these are women who have never really enjoyed the thought of a one-night stand, or have had one-night stands in the past, and they kind of feel like they're, you know, trashy. You feel like, you know, you're using somebody for their body for the night, and then you just kind of like throw them out with the trash the next day. That kind of mentality towards this casual sex kind of thing, one night stand or one time or whatever. And that, I think, is a really common kind of idea around casual sex when it comes to women. So it could be something about that. The idea of casual sex is just kind of like shitty. But I will say that there is substantial slut shaming that goes along with this for a lot of women who have experienced slut shaming in their life. They have been really affected by that. And so the idea of sleeping around in their mind, sleeping around is with somebody outside of your romantic partnership, is dirty, is sleazy, it's slutty, it's bad. You wouldn't want anyone to know, because that's not something that you would be proud of, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of that. And maybe women aren't willing to discuss that with their partners, but I really do believe that there is a lot of that kind of deep down that makes women feel uncomfortable about this kind of lifestyle. And I can understand that. Hey guys, guess what? I have found something pretty amazing. It is a natural way for you to get better erection strength, quality, and firmness, all things I know you want. And it also gives you better performance and stamina in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And as a bonus, it benefits your overall cardiovascular and sexual health. It's called Joy Mode, and I love the name. It's a sexual performance booster, and it's made with science-backed ingredients. It's like a pre-workout supplement, but for the bedroom. So whether you're amping up the heat with the wife in the bedroom, or you're going for gold in a marathon session at a hotel takeover event, this supplement has to be part of your routine, part of the checklist. You can learn more and order yours at usejoymode.com. And if you enter the code Venus, you get 20% off. So that's usejoymode.com. Go ahead, get yours. Thank me later. So for a lot of women, they're just not comfortable with this idea. And this idea just seems really not appealing at all to them. So congrats to the people who are the women who are open-minded enough to at least think this through and think of maybe other options that would make it more appealing to them. And so it's not surprising that women think the first thing that they think of is like, okay, well, I really want to have this kind of emotional connection with this other person outside of my relationship. I don't want to feel like I'm using them. I want this kind of like connection without romantic feelings. And I want this person to be genuine. I want them to be, you know, nice and kind and like overall a good person to you. And I get that. I totally understand why a lot of women want that. And before I get into kind of like how to find that or how to work around that, I want to bring this up. And I know that this listener didn't mention this feeling of being pressured by her boyfriend. But I do feel like she is feeling a certain level of pressure regarding all of this. And that pressure is around having to fulfill your partner's fantasy. And I'm sure that she wants to, because she loves and cares about this person. She wants to make, you know, his dreams come true when it comes to his sexual fantasies. Why wouldn't you, you know, if you love this person? But there's a certain amount of pressure that comes along with that. And I just want to talk about that and the expectations of new couples. So the classic image of hotwifing or cuckolding is where the bull is only for sex. He's just like this, you know, sexy body who's going to come and like, you know, pound the shit out of the wife. And she's going to be like, oh my God, I'm coming like 20 times. And, you know, the husband is like, holy shit, this is fucking amazing. And that is what people think of with like the cuckolding scenario, especially new couples. And it's basically like the ultimate fantasy of every cuck who's out there. And that's what they think of when they think of like their, what they want for themselves and their girlfriend or wife. They're like, oh my God, I want that. But that is not realistic. I would say that a lot of couples don't realize it's not realistic. In fact, like when they decide together that, okay, we're going to go ahead and do this, there is this expectation they have amongst each other that, okay, now we have to go and find the perfect bull to fulfill this perfect fantasy. And their first question is like, where are we going to find this perfect bull and how are we going to find him? And this is why I get a lot of questions about this from new couples, like where should we go? What should we do? Like, how do we do this? How do we implement this lifestyle fantasy into our lives now? And I feel the need to really emphasize that that is not how it all begins. And it's really not going to be beneficial for you to have that in your mind that it's going to happen this way. If you talk to a lot of experienced longtime cuckolding couples, it's not normally like that in the beginning. I mean, you might have that later on down the road for sure. You're going to have fun, sexy times. But like in the beginning, this is where new couples fuck up the most, because they have this expectation that it is going to be epic. And let me tell you this. It's going to be whatever she wants it to be, whatever she is comfortable with, however she wants to start this lifestyle with you is how it's going to be. She is going to write the script. And for all the ladies out there who are new at this and not sure how to start this, please know it's whatever it is that you want it to be. So you can let go of those expectations. You can let go of that pressure and just say to yourself, give yourself permission to just do this however you want it to be. It does not have to look like a porn script. It does not have to be that fantasy or that expectation that you think that all the other couples do in the beginning. Okay. So it is whatever you want it to be. And for all the guys out there, lay off the pressure to perform and deliver the ultimate fantasy for you. So do not pressure her regarding that. She is not going to be an overnight cuckoldress, hot wife, porn star, insatiable sex goddess. So why would you have it in your mind that is going to be the first experience where she's going to perform in that role? Like, it's just, that's not realistic. Your wife, your girlfriend, she needs to kind of work up to these kind of things. She needs to do it in a way that makes her feel good and comfortable and enjoy the process. And that might look entirely different from what you have in your mind. And that's okay. Because let me tell you, if you let her do it her way, however she wants to do it, and take as much time as she needs, then she will be way more likely to love this kind of relationship forever and love it with you. And that is ultimately what you want, right? You don't want her to love it for 6 months and then decide, you know what, like that wasn't actually that great. I'm not very comfortable with this. I don't want to do it anymore. You want her to love this journey with you, the entire journey. And because it is a lot of fun, it can be really amazing and everything like that. So you need to foster that confidence and comfort level within her by letting go of those expectations that you have and allowing her to do this her way. And you have lots of time to create those kind of epic fantasies way down the road. I mean, it doesn't have to be right away. You will do wonderful, exciting, sexy stuff together. Don't even fucking worry about that. Just don't have that expectation right away. Okay, so for this listener, I want to start out by saying it is actually possible to have a bull with a solid friendship, but not having that kind of love attachment. There is an in-between that is totally acceptable. It is totally okay, and you can find that. It's called a friends with benefits. And you don't necessarily have to have a quote unquote bull who is going to step in and kind of play that role for you, especially in the beginning. You don't actually have to have that. You can instead look for a friends with benefits and just be totally upfront with him about your relationship. That's the key. The first thing I'm going to say about that, though, is take it slow. And by that, I mean, there is no reason that right now you need to start looking for a guy. There's no reason you need to jump right into that. Okay, so I need a friends with benefits, like I better go and find him kind of thing. No, you don't have to. You can actually have fun with this idea that it turns on your boyfriend. The idea of you being with another guy sexually turns on your boyfriend. Play with that. That is a lot of fun. Let me tell you, that is almost as fun as these sexual experiences with other guys. I'm just telling you that from personal experiences. Those, playing with those feelings, those emotions with your boyfriend or husband is so much fun. And you can get really creative with it. But a really great way for you to start out on this journey without jumping right into it is to focus on flirting with other men, strangers, whatever. Just a little bit of flirting here and there. Focus on that part. Have fun with that. Learn to have fun with that in your relationship. So whether that be like you go out to a bar, your boyfriend sits somewhere far away, so it looks like he's not with you, and you walk up to some cute guy and start chatting him up and maybe get his phone number or something like that, and just glance over at your boyfriend and look at him during that. Let me tell you, that is a lot of fun. He's going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy it. Plus, it boosts your confidence and it makes you feel sexy and it makes you feel like you can do this. Like this is something that you can do. And it doesn't mean that you need to call the guy. It doesn't mean that you need to like follow up on this flirting with this random guy or whatever. It just means that you're having fun. So you can do that. Just focus on that and it'd be tons of fun. Another thing that you can do is you can go out and buy some sexy new outfits. Something that's a little bit more daring or revealing than you normally would wear. But go out and buy some new sexy outfits and focus on maybe like a kind of a mini makeover. Get your nails done, your hair done, new makeup, whatever. Like just do whatever it is that you need to do in order to feel really sexy and really good about yourself. Again, doesn't mean you need to start going out and looking for guys. But I find that when you look better, you feel better. It gives you that kind of boost of confidence, especially when it's in a little bit more of a sexy way than you normally would. Plus, your boyfriend is going to love seeing this new side of you. Trust me, he's going to love it. And you can stay within that kind of happy, flirty, looking sexy, feeling sexy kind of stage however long you want. If it takes 2 months, 6 months, a year, it doesn't matter. Your boyfriend has no say in how long that's going to take for you to really start enjoying that part of it. Once you are ready, and like I said, that's up to you about when, once you are ready, then you can just post an ad on a regular, normal dating site like Tinder or whatever. But the wording is very important, so I'm going to be clear about this. I'm going to give you some suggestions about wording that you can use that will kind of be simple and yet effective to what it is that you're looking for. So what you should write is, I'm in a one-sided open relationship where I get to have extra fun and we both love it that way. I'm looking for friends with benefits, with the focus being on an ongoing solid friendship. I am not looking for a romantic partnership or poly situation, period. So language along that lines is really important. It's clear what you want and what you don't want. And I'm sure that guys will have lots of questions, but they can ask you questions about that. But that is the basis of what it is that you're looking for. You can add stuff to it if you want to add more details or whatever, but that seems pretty basic. You don't have to have a photo with your face on it. You can have a photo that doesn't show your face but shows your body or whatever, something like that, so they at least know that this is a real profile. But that's the kind of wording that you should use for that. If it takes months for you to find somebody that you are remotely interested in, so be it. Your boyfriend or husband, whatever, cuck, has no say in pressuring you about that. It's basically whatever you choose, and that's the way it should be. So no pressure from him. There shouldn't be any pressure from him. Once you do find somebody that you are interested in, there's no pressure to actually hook up with that person. Just tell them, look, I want to build and maintain a friendship first. And to do that, I want to really get to know you. So that's going for dinner, or it's going for drinks or coffee or whatever. You can decide if you want your boyfriend to be there with you or not. It's whatever you're comfortable with. And just spend the time to get to really know that person. And if then you feel more comfortable with them, you feel this kind of, you know, spark or whatever, and you're, because you practiced, really good at flirting, there might be some sexual energy there. So there you go. That's a good start, a good slow start to this kind of relationship, this cuckolding or hot wifing kind of relationship. Hey, did you know that there's a one-of-a-kind matchmaking service for cuckolding and female-led relationships? Venus Connections is a private service for single men and single women who want a loving, cuckolding relationship. And now there's a new separate FLR program too. There's no scrolling through profiles or sharing photos with members. It's totally private. And the dates are blind dates too. Included in the program is a 3-week course and an interview with me. So join now at venusconnections.com and use the code TOPTIER2024 for 40% off the top 1% membership. That's venusconnections.com. Make 2024 the year that you get the relationship of your dreams. Next, once you do have, you found a friends with benefits, you're happy and comfortable with him, and this listener brought up this situation of being worried about boundaries and catching feelings. And that is a common concern for sure with a lot of people. And obviously, so there are a few things that you can do. So definitely setting boundaries is important. Now that can look like whatever you want it to look like. I'll give you some examples. So you can set some boundaries about the time that you spend together. So you could say like, okay, you know, we are going to have, you know, dates together, whatever, but no social hangouts. Like, you're not coming over to spend time with our friends and family, or we're not going to go out to sporting events together or stuff like that. So setting some clear boundaries about that, you can certainly do. Some couples have set boundaries about kissing, no kissing on the lips, because that's, I guess, seen as like more kind of romantic. I don't know. Personally, I would not want to have that boundary because, like, I like that part. But anyway, some couples are, that makes them feel a little bit better about that. So also, it's important that you have a plan for what happens is if one of you catches feelings, and have that conversation together about, okay, so we've both agreed that we don't want to have romantic feelings in this relationship, but we totally, you know, love each other platonically and enjoy having each other in your life. This is not disrespectful just because I don't want a romantic relationship with you, but that I really do cherish you and enjoy having you in my life. And, you know, we're going to have this sexual relationship together. But have that conversation. If something happens and feelings are caught, because let's be honest, sometimes you don't have control over that, then what do we do in that circumstance? And have that conversation. Also, check in with each other regularly. Just say in the very beginning of the, you know, starting this relationship, after you have that conversation about what happens, then say, okay, let's say every couple of months, let's check in with each other about that. Like, how are we feeling about that? You know, everything good. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but those are conversations that do need to happen regularly until you feel like you have more control over that aspect, that you're no longer so worried about that part of it. It's all about her comfort zone. So if the guy is at all protesting against any of your boundaries, then he's just not the one. If he's like, no, I don't like that part of it. I want somebody who's going to want to hang out with me and my friends and blah, 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 or whatever. He's just not the one. Move along. And you have every right to just be like, okay, best of luck to you. Now, if you do find somebody who you really, you know, things are hitting off, like it's going great, you've got this awesome sexual relationship, your boyfriend or, you know, husband is super happy about it, and you guys are having fun with this, and you're doing it at your own pace, which makes you comfortable and things are going well, I will say, don't forget throughout all of this to still involve your boyfriend or husband in some way. That doesn't mean that he needs to be there in the room watching you with this other guy. But if there's one thing I do know for sure, is that cucks need to feel involved in this process in order to feel like they are still loved and important in the relationship. So that can mean a bunch of different things. You can still keep him at home and not have him there physically with you, but you can tell him all about it when you get back. I mean, he's going to want to know all the details. And let me tell you, that is the funnest part, is telling him all of that. Because like I said earlier, it turns him on to think about you with another guy. So getting all of those juicy details is going to fire him up so much that he's going to want you so fucking badly. And it's a lot of fun. You can also let him pick out outfits, sexy outfits for you to wear, or let him buy you new lingerie. You can send him pictures or videos. There's lots of different ways that you can involve him, but it is important for him to be involved or feel like he's still part of this. And once you feel really like things are going pretty good, when you're ready, you can kind of expand your options according to your comfort level. So if you're feeling great, you've got lots of confidence and you're really kind of stepping into your sexual power, you're enjoying this, you're having fun, you feel assertive, you're really kind of like feeling more confident about your sexual skills, then when you're ready, find another partner, a second partner, or a third partner, or however many that you want. Variety, I think, is key, but it's not something that women want or seek right away, usually, in these kind of relationships in the beginning. So, but that is something that I think is important. And it is also important for not catching feelings, is, you know, having a variety of lovers in your life, and each one gives you something different. You still can have that kind of deep, meaningful friendship with each one of them, but each one of them gives you something different sexually. And that is wonderful. If you ask me, it's great. You can be choosy about it. You'll along the way have a better idea of what you want and don't want as time goes by, and what you like and don't like, and comfort level and all that sort of stuff. That takes time. And so taking that time is beneficial for you. You'll have just a way better idea of what to look for. Another really important thing that I want to mention, and this is key for this caller or this listener as well, as all of the other new couples who are out there, just because you may see or hear other couples, new cuckolding couples out there online or on a podcast or whatever, just because you see them doing something a certain way doesn't mean you're doing things wrong. And you don't need to feel like you need to do what they're doing in order to feel like you're doing it right. So that's really key. I think that's important, because there is this kind of pressure that new couples feel when they hear about other couples, like, oh, well, they're doing it that way. Like, maybe we're not doing it right. We should do that too. So don't even fucking pay attention. Just do whatever she likes, her. It's about her. Do whatever she wants and is comfortable with. And don't feel this pressure about like having a quote unquote bull in your relationship. I mean, yes, we talk about bulls all the time, and we talk about how like, oh my God, it's so amazing when you get a guy who really understands that role and everything like that and blah, blah, blah. Like, bulls are wonderful. They're fantastic. They're hard to find really good ones, etc. I know I talk a lot about that, but just because that option is there doesn't mean you have to choose it. You can have just kind of like friends with benefits guys who fulfill that role, but in a different way. So there is, you know, not, they understand the kind of relationship that you're in with your boyfriend. They understand that part of it, but there's no kind of like actual bull role within that. And that's okay. That's fine. That's totally okay. You don't have to do that. If one day you become curious about, what would it be like to actually have a guy who understood all of this that's going on between me and my boyfriend, you know, how would that change things? Like, if you become curious about it, then that's cool. Just go with it. Just try it out. It's what, if you decide you like it, great. If you don't, whatever, you don't have to keep it. Bottom line is, it's whatever she wants. And I know I keep saying that, but it's true. It is whatever makes her happy, because cuckolding, loving cuckolding relationships are about her. They are. They're about her. And if you are a cuck, you understand that. You understand that this is about her. It's a journey that you take together. It's a gift you give each other. But you really adore her. This is about her. She's in the driver's seat. She writes the script. That's how it should be. Before I wrap this up, some things I want to stress to this listener and to everyone else who's listening. Your first time will look like whatever you want it to look like. It is up to her to write the script. For the cucks out there, stags, whatever you want to call yourself, you have to be patient and you have to drop the expectations and pressure that you put on her shoulders. And you have to realize that those little comments that you make, those little suggestions that you make, are the things that put that pressure on her shoulders. So you need to stop with that. Also, if she decides that she wants to fuck somebody with a smaller dick, maybe he's less attractive, maybe he's shorter, maybe he's younger, maybe he's older, whatever. Cucks, you have no right to say anything about that because it's whatever she wants. If she wants to fuck the shit out of some shorter guy who's not ripped, who's older, whatever, who the fuck cares? It's her happiness that matters. Okay, so do not fucking say anything. Do not bitch about it. Do not complain. Don't try to change her mind. Just be happy that she is going to be happy with that part of it. Okay, just be happy for her. Take your time to get a better understanding of what you want, what you like, what you don't like, what your preferences are, and what your comfort level is. It's okay to take your time. And lastly, be absolutely open and honest to each other, but especially to the friends with benefits or bulls or whatever guys who you fuck that are in your life. Be totally open and honest with them and expect the same in return. Okay, that's going to be it for today's episode. Thanks so much for joining me. Make sure you go to venuscuckoldress.com to check out the blog as well as subscribe to the podcast. And there's the new matchmaking service called Venus Connections. If you're a single woman or a single man interested in pursuing a loving cuckolding relationship, you can go to venusconnections.com to learn more about this new matchmaking service. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. My handle is @cuckoldressv. That's it for today. I'll see you next time. Can you believe it's been 4 years since I first started this podcast? And looking back, I had no idea that this would be my full-time job. I love the work that I do, and it's because of you, the listeners, and your support that I'm able to do this. So right now, if you join the Helpful Cuck tier, you get tons of benefits. My favorite ones are the private one-to-one chat every month. You also get access to my private Snapchat group. Weekly live hangouts with me on Crowdcast. I love those. And you get juicy bonus episodes. There's key holding. There's video replays of the Pillow Talk events. And there's also access to my private community on the Moan app. So join right now. You can use the promo code CUCKLOVE2024 for 15% off your Helpful Cuck membership at venuscuckoldress.com.